Here's a wild musical mix. The longevity of the Rolling Stones, the social criticism of Pete Seeger, and the accordion of Norteño music.
This is one of the best-selling Latin groups in the country. They've been guest artists with pop acts, with rock acts. They're very hip.
They're Los Tigres del Norte, a California-based band at the top of the charts in the Spanish-speaking world for decades. Leila Cobo of Billboard magazine has been listening to the newest album from Los Tigres called Pacto de Sangre, or Blood Covenant, and she says it mirrors the band's successful mix, protest music you can dance to.
Los Tigres del Norte are probably the single most respected norteño band in the world. Norteño uses the accordion, and it uses an electric bass, and it uses drums, and it has a very catchy, danceable beat.
They use a storytelling musical style called corrido. Where does that come from?
The corrido is this traditional musical form from Mexico that goes back to the early 1900s, and that's the time of the Mexican Revolution. What the original corridos did is that they told stories. It's really like a sung story. And it used to be about real historical figures, revolutionaries, heroes of the revolution, this kind of thing. And Los Tigres, what they did is they took that form and they applied it to more contemporary situations. So they started singing not just about heroes, but also about anti-heroes. And they started singing about drug deals gone wrong and love affairs gone wrong and all these very catchy and captivating stories that people really hooked on to, because quite often they were the stories that they were hearing about in the radio or reading about in the newspaper, and then Los Tigres would take them and turn them into a song.
And Los Tigres has been a popular group, you mentioned, for more than 30 years. What's so special then about this particular recording? What's different about it?
This recording follows the Los Tigres tradition, and that includes some corridos, but the first single, which is called José Pérez León, is not arranged in your traditional corrido form, which is kind of dancey and upbeat, but it's very melancholy, and the accordion is very mellow and synthesized and almost leaning toward pop. It's a very soulful song.
Su nombre, José Pérez León. Tenía un primo lejano que de mojado se fue.
Who is José Pérez León?
José Pérez León is your Mexican immigrant. He's your everyman's man. He's the guy who lives in Mexico, who leaves behind his family and his unborn child because he wants to make money in the States and send it back to them and eventually return to them because he can't make a good enough living in the U.S. And he pays a coyote at the border. He pays a very hefty fee to get crossed over into Texas. And they board them all in a wagon train. And someplace during the journey, they all start suffocating in the back of that train and they die. And 30 people die, among them poor José Pérez León. And of course, if you may recall, this was a true case. This happened late last fall in Texas on a truck where all these immigrants asphyxiated in the back of the truck and they couldn't get out. And so Los Tigres have put a face to that story, and it's a face that a lot of people identify with, because needless to say, a lot of people have crossed the border that way or know someone who has or have a relative who has. So this is a story people empathize with.
There's another song on this album that is also starkly political, and it's called Las Mujeres de Juárez, The Women of Juárez. Tell me about that.
Las Mujeres de Juárez is quite different because it's set as a bouncy little corrido, and you start hearing it and you think, hey, I'm going to go dance. And then they start talking about these murders in the city of Juárez, which have made headlines internationally lately. There have been over 300 documented murders since 1993, where these women have been found butchered and stabbed and slaughtered in Ciudad Juárez.
Can you translate some of that for us?
Yes, they are denouncing the deaths of the woman in Juarez. They are saying this is a national disgrace and something needs to be done, some action needs to be taken because these murders have not been solved. And at the end of the song, they say, if the authorities are not going to do anything about it, we will. So this is very much a call to action. And if you speak to people that have written or investigated these murders, they really feel that the song can make a difference because it will be heard by people who may not have heard of the murders otherwise and may not have spoken up against them. And this song is expected to mobilize people.
Parió el zar y parió el rey, y hasta el mismo Jesucristo lo dio a luz una mujer. Es momento, ciudadanos, de cumplir nuestro deber.
Have they always been this critical of the Mexican government?
Oh, yes. They've had songs that have been banned from the radio in Mexico because they've been very, very critical of the government. However, they don't consider themselves politicians, nor do they consider themselves political. They see themselves as people who are voicing the voice of those who cannot speak, essentially. And they don't write their own songs. They collect all the stories from their travels and their tours, and then they ask songwriters, hey, write about this issue that's happening, or write about this story that I heard.
Qué rica está la manzana que cuelga de la ramita, se está cayendo de buena porque.
And this is called La Manzanita, which means the apple?
The little apple. Luscious is that apple that's hanging from the tree and is so ripe and it's about to come out. And that's fine because Los Tigres is a dance band. They make their living by performing dances. They don't call them concerts. They call them dances, and they play these massive dances across the country for 1,000, 10,000, 20,000 people, and people go to dance. It just so happens that many of their dance tracks have these lyrics, but many of their stuff doesn't. Many of their stuff is like this song, which is pure fun.
And Leila, are you still seated there, or are you dancing around in that studio?
I'm trying to behave so that no one wags a finger at me, but I'm dying to dance. I'm here moving my shoulders.
Leila Cobo of Billboard magazine, she's the bureau chief in Miami, specializing in music from Latin America. Leila, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Howard Berkus.